2237.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, you take control of the show, 800-259-9231. This is the Tuesday Night Edition, and that doesn't really mean anything changes. We do the show six nights a week, and it's always the same format. You get to call in and talk about whatever you want.
Surprise!
Yeah, political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind. You got a rant you want to get off your chest, some sort of agenda that you want to get on the air and push to other people. Well, we're here for you. And we're going to question you on the things that you say and the claims that you make, but by all means, take control of the show, 800-259-9231.
Just because you can't convince us doesn't mean you can't convince the thousands of people listening to the show.
That's true. And maybe you can convince us.
It's possible. It's been done.
That's exactly right. Unlike that's one of those rules of talk radio that we've broken before. Remember when we started the show back on the FM talk station many, many years ago? 2 years ago.
It's been more than two.
It's been more than two, it has.
Got
it. Two and a half.
Two.
That's all? Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
So I remember when the manager took us back into the office and had a little chit-chat with us about...
The time that I say sea sucker on the air, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, well, I think it was that time. Yeah. And he just kind of went over the rules.
You can't say sea sucker on the air? I thought you could say sea sucker. I didn't know.
Well, now you know. Good thing we learned that then rather than now, huh?
Yeah, that would be really bad.
All right. So yeah, he took us back into the office and just kind of laid down the talk radio rules. And one of the rules of talk radio is you're never supposed to change your mind on anything.
It's never.
It doesn't matter how outlandish your position on an issue might be.
Right.
And it doesn't matter how, to what extent you really believe in it. Like, if you are anti-abortion, you're anti-abortion from that point on.
Yeah, forever and ever.
Even if you're only really a little anti-abortion, you have to act as though you're full-on anti-abortion and take the extreme view. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not just using abortion, I'm just using that as one example. I mean, that's the rule of one of the rules in talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
On this show, we break the rules all the time. And one of the rules is that over time, I mean, we've changed our opinions on some issues.
Yeah.
Based on new information coming in. And I think that shows that we're people, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not trying to act as though we have one hand tied behind our back and we're taking on the world. Or whatever it is that he says.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Yeah. So there you go. 800-259-9231. Maybe you can change your minds. Although, I have to say, it's going to be a tough, tough job for Jason the Communist to call in and get us on his side.
Yeah.
Probably not going to happen.
It probably isn't, no. I mean, I just can't. I can't imagine the course of events that would cause me to believe in collectivism.
Coming up tonight, we told you, we promised you that we were going to keep you up to date on the New London, Connecticut situation. And thankfully, the New London people have been keeping us up to date via email. So we're going to pass on everything we get. And there's a news story out of Connecticut. And thank goodness they emailed it to me because I didn't spot it during any of my show prep today.
Mm-hmm.
News about the situation there with eminent domain, sort of good news. We'll touch on that coming up here. But let's go to the phones first, because this is your show, and you can take control, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, and go grab the live streaming that we have there. You can get online and listen for free. The broadband stream, the dial-up stream, it's all there at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Let's go to the phones to Phil in Missouri. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, hey. Sir. What's up?
I had two questions. I kind of serendipitously landed on your phone number today. I had noticed something that had been occurring as I prowled around online with a particular site, and I haven't been able to get an explanation from my more liberal friends about it. And,
okay. What is it?
Well, it's TomFlacco.com.
We get all kinds of kooky-sounding news releases from that guy.
Well, the thing that I'm getting is that, you know, occasionally the people will post the URLs, and I click on that one, and when I go there for my ISP, it says leave this site immediately. I don't know whether that's a copyright thing, whether it's targeted on my group of numbers, or what it is, but it just nobody else seems to know either.
I don't know. It just sounds
strange.
Sounds weird to me, Phil. Did you leave or did you disobey and did you continue looking?
Well, I would have been very bored just continuing to look at it, so I left and decided I would try and find answers.
Was that all it said, was leave the site immediately? There was nothing else there?
There was a little arrow to the left pointing out the direction I came in, I guess.
I think it's someone just playing head games with you.
That's bizarre. I think that's some kind of cookie thing or like a Trojan horse or
maybe it's just a joke.
Well, I think it has to be something more than that. I'm pretty well secured here, and it has been happening probably since January.
But it's only on one. Wait, hold on. Is it on just one website, or is it happening to you at random websites?
No, that's the only website.
Oh, okay. Well, it's that one website then. Deal with it.
I know that. You know, my firewall blocks out certain ones after I have an attack. So
I don't think your firewall would tell you to leave a certain site.
No, I wouldn't think so either.
I've never seen behavior like that. That seems. I mean, if you want, send us a link. We'll check it out. It's certainly not a tech support show, but
perhaps,
I'm curious.
Perhaps you could go up at the URL list there, the navigation bar.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if it is TomFlacco.com that's doing this to you. You said.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What if you shortened it up and then made sure you had the right address? Type in TomFlacco.com and then see if that does the same thing.
There's your computer tip from Manwich Commando. All right. Thanks for the call, Phil. We appreciate it. 1-800. Huh?
That was kind of an offhand how
that
I got there.
Oh,
okay.
Did you have a real issue? Well, go
yes,
for it.
Yes, I do. I've seen the 9/11 video that was or the DVD that was out and watched that. Watched several of them, as a matter of fact, and. I posted something to one of my lists the other day. This now has been over a month, I suppose. And it reminded me of a time 2 years ago when I said, finally got to the point where I put out a kind of an all stations alert. Somebody send me a picture of any, plane debris in the Pentagon. And it was just dead silence from everyone, and then I was finally contacted.
You know, it's all very interesting, Phil, all of the conspiracy theory stuff.
I was going to say something else I wanted to hear.
Okay.
Well, somebody said what?
Yeah, something I posted recently that had come into me, and it showed a picture of it.
It showed debris?
No, this had to do with Flight 97.
93?
That's...
Pardon me, 93.
That's the one that landed in...
Crash landed
in Pennsylvania.
Well, providing that the
okay,
television
can you continue
clip
without
right
saying off? The word That's what I want to know, Phil. I understand you're nervous, but let's try a challenge here.
Okay.
He does this to me, too.
It's for your own good.
I was sent a link that shows a plane on the tarmac in Cleveland. And the dateline on it is 11:37 a.m. It was identified as Flight 93.
Now, okay. I can't imagine why they would take pictures of a given plane. I mean, I've been in airports, especially busy airports, where planes are coming in and out, and I mean, they don't take pictures of them.
This one was taken by a local station, and the plane was hustled off, and it was said that there was a nuclear threat involved with it.
Where do you get all this from? Seriously.
I can't imagine why also the airlines are in cahoots with the Trilateral Commission.
Are you suggesting? Wait, let me say, make sure I understand what's going on here, Phil. You're suggesting that Flight 93 didn't really crash land; that it landed somewhere else at some other airport and then was moved on elsewhere to some mysterious location that nobody knows about. Correct?
I'm not suggesting anything other than that I saw a picture that came from Cleveland, and
pictures
I've
taken any old time.
People have lost their children on these flights. I mean, I think that they would probably be a little incensed to think that. That this picture's out there floating around saying that this flight
didn't...
I mean, these people are dead.
Thanks for the call, Phil. We appreciate it. Interesting, though. 800-259-9231. The thing you have to remember about all these conspiracy theories is none of it matters. It doesn't matter who was behind it or how it worked or what went on. The fact is, what happened...
It does to some people.
Well, it doesn't matter in the long run. What happened is we're facing tyranny as a result of it. We need to deal with that. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All Natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X nail gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X nail gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X nail gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
At ReasonToFreedom.com, our motto is that reason is a natural, life-giving activity of the mind. We regard independent thinking as the most important virtue, as well as the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the voice of the Reason Liberty movement. ReasonToFreedom.com consists of timely political and philosophical commentary, a regular human interest column by Truman West, movie reviews by Popcorn and the Kernels, insightful book reviews, golf reviews, and much, much more. Free your minds and tap into the mainstream of the Reason Liberty movement at ReasonToFreedom.com. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those they oppress. Fight the power with ReasonToFreedom.com. Find out why, if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. The 10-step program to sanity, freedom, and world peace. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You can take control, bring up whatever you want. Political issue, personal problem, 800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com, where we have archives. Last 6 days of the show are right there on the front page of the website. There's no need to log in. There's no membership fee. None of that stuff. You just go and get them. In fact, we take even farther back than 6 days. If you go past day number six, you'll see a link to our friends over at downloadradio.org, and they provide months' worth of the show for free. So go check it all out at freetalklive.com. We got off the phone with Phil a moment ago, and I don't think we had quite a chance to address the issue as it deserved to be addressed. He was kind of talking about how somebody sent him a picture. He has apparently some email lists, and he sent out a request, and Phil's one of these people that's into the conspiracy theory thing. And so he sent out a request asking for evidence of wreckage, right, or asking for the evidence of wreckage at the Pentagon from the plane that allegedly crashed in the Pentagon. And he says that nobody got back with any pictures of that, but somebody sent him a picture of Flight 93, allegedly. And we said, it's a picture. What's that worth? It's worth nothing. I could take that same picture, allegedly, of Flight 93 and put you in that picture, man, and then I could put some dancing girls in that picture.
You could make me riding it, actually.
Right, yeah, I could put some dancing girls in there and a squirrel with big family jewels, and I could put whatever I wanted in that picture. And if there was numbers on the side of the plane, I could rearrange those numbers into whatever numbers I wanted them to be. I mean, these days, photographic evidence doesn't count as evidence anymore.
Certainly not if it's found on the Internet.
No. Even if it's printed out, it could have been edited on a computer and then printed out. So, interesting, but pointless.
Well,
that's what all the conspiracies
are. There's certainly some questions about
things. Oh, there are definitely questions, and they're definitely interesting. But in regards to getting people on our side, not going to be very effective.
I think that's public.
And that's something that we focus here on Free Talk Live. We focus on bringing the message of liberty and freedom to as many listeners as possible around the world, not just in America. In fact, I was looking at our website statistics the other day. 20% of our visitors are international.
Wow.
Tremendous. So we want to get this message out to people. And if we're talking about conspiracy theories, then nobody is going to care. No,
yeah.
We're just going to be brushed off as a bunch of kooks. And so that's why I always...
And we don't really believe it.
No. Well, I mean, I would take a conspiracy theory over the government story any old day, because at least it's got some sort of credibility to it. But either way, I don't believe anybody. I don't believe anybody's story. What I know, and I know the facts. And the fact is, they passed legislation after 9/11, regardless of where the planes crashed or where they ended up or who was flying them or who was hijacking them. The government has become more tyrannical as a result of it. That's a fact. And that's something that we have to deal with now. And we have to deal with it today. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Tom in New Jersey. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel. Hello.
Yeah.
Tom?
Yeah.
Hey.
How you doing?
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Not much. I was just chilling and decided to call in about just to see what you guys have to say about the Iraq War.
Well, what do you have to say, Tom?
I want to know what you guys have to say first.
Well, okay. I'll give you my answer. We need to withdraw our troops as soon as possible. We need to come home not only from Iraq, but we need to come home from Afghanistan, South Korea, Germany, and the other 130-something countries that we're currently occupying. How's that sound to you, Tom?
Not bad, but...
All right, man, what's your answer?
I think that not only is the Iraq War basically an affront to the American people, but so is every war that we've been in since the Revolutionary War.
It's an insult to the Constitution.
The fact is, and if you want to go out and fight your war for your reason, you're making me pay for it. And if I don't want to pay for it, I've got to go to prison. And if I don't want to go to prison, somebody's going to shoot me.
Mm-hmm.
So not only are you pointing guns at the people that you're pointing guns at...
Not you, Tom.
But
you, the government.
Right, right. Not you in a much larger sense, Tom. Not only you... you're not only pointing guns at the people that you're wanting to fight a war with, which, by the way, the people that want to fight the war are not the ones fighting the war. The politicians are sitting safe and sound in Washington, D.C., and they're the ones that direct these things. They don't give the commanders on the ground the latitude that they need to actually win wars. They want to fight these,
We already won.
Prevent defense things.
Didn't you see the announcement back in 2003 or whatever it was? President Bush said
we've got all these political ends to a particular war. I mean, a war means we're going over there to kill people.
Right.
I mean, all the Iraqis should be dead by now then. Mm-hmm. If we're really fighting a war, but we're not. We're like, policing and weird stuff. I don't really... We're occupying.
Yeah.
And
exactly
we shouldn't be
right
over there occupying.
Yeah. How do you feel about that, Tom?
It's true. But also, we're over there occupying, but while we're occupying it, something positive comes out of it. We're trying to help
positive things
people
come out of everything. Go ahead, what?
We're trying to help other people that are over there.
Who?
Iraqis
help them out of their lives? What are you talking about?
The Iraqis that aren't trying to kill us.
Well, the ones that aren't trying to kill us, we're helping them out of their lives by accidentally blowing up their houses and killing their families.
Don't you think that some of the Democrats would like it if, say, England came over here and got rid of the Bush administration and put Kerry in charge?
The Democrats would like anything if they got Bush out.
Well, I'm just making it clear that there are some people that want certain leaders and other people that want other things, and that's their country, and they need to decide it. And if somebody came over here and took over our country
that's
and decided who our leaders
though.
Were, that's wrong.
That's why they had the voting, though. We didn't decide.
But voting
who
is
voting.
Just voting. Tom, voting is. What do you mean? Who's they and who had the voting? Who are you specifically referring to?
The Iraqi civilians. They voted. For their leader.
Some Iraqi civilians did, and some of them chose not to. And if you have an occupying government sitting there with machine guns, now I'm not saying that we're necessarily thinking about it from that point of view, but maybe the Iraqis are used to this whole Saddam Hussein, really, you know, this thought police thing going on.
Yeah.
Maybe they're thinking, well, let's vote for the people the Americans want us to. I mean, don't you think there's some amount of coercion going in?
Yeah.
Going on?
Hey, how would you feel, Tom? Would you feel like voting is cool if 51% of the United States voted to kill you? I mean, the majority rules, right, Tom?
Yeah.
Majority sucks. Would voting be really cool at that point? Would it be legitimate?
Not really.
Yeah, see, that's the problem with democracy. And that's something that old President Bush is always talking about. Oh, we need to spread democracy to the Middle East. We need to spread democracy to the whole world. Well, democracy is a lousy form of government, because it's two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner. When the majority rules, the minority suffers, and that's not right, is it?
No, not really.
So look, if you want to help the Iraqis out, if there really are good things coming out of it, and I'm sure some people are benefiting in Iraq, if you want to help them out, then send them some money or go over and join their causes and get involved on an individual level. But forcing everybody to pay for this police state activity is unconstitutional and un-American.
Yeah.
Tom, any final thoughts for us?
But when Bush says he wants to spread democracy, he means it by constitutional republic. It's a whole different thing.
Why doesn't he say a constitutional republic?
Huh?
Why doesn't he say constitutional republic? Because this country here that we're living in, the United States of America, acting more and more like a democracy every single day.
You would think he would know the difference between a constitutional republic and a democracy. He's the president. I mean, isn't he supposed to uphold and defend the Constitution? Shouldn't you know what kind of government we are?
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Tom. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. Toll free 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control. Anything goes. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Call back anytime, Tom.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all-natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Tuesday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, as we always are. And as always, you can take control of the show and bring up whatever you want. Join us online, freetalklive.com, where you will find the bulletin board system with over 26,000 posts now. Was it 24,000 a few days ago? 26,000 posts. Go check it out. Over 650 people interacting. It's free, just like everything is at freetalklive.com. Again, freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. This is your show. Let's talk to Jamie Togiso in Kentucky. Jamie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Amowich. Hello.
How y'all doing?
How's you all doing?
Oh, pretty good. I just want to the bombing that happened over the weekend over at London. It's I believe it's. Have you ever heard of the Illuminati?
Yes, I've heard the name.
Yeah. Well.
Okay.
What makes you think it's the Illuminati?
Illuminati, Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission.
I had a Bilderberger today. I had it medium rare and with cheese.
Yeah,
That joke is really old now, man.
It's hilarious.
Well, what about it, Jamie told you so, and what about the Illuminati?
Well, they're all in it to bring this one world government together.
What's that have to... Now, wait a minute. Okay. What does that have to do with the bombing in London?
Because they want to steal the people and to let them take over their rights.
Well, how do you know it's not some other mysterious hooded black cloaked group?
Well, on down the line, it's been the government, so I'm thinking now it's the government doing it to them too.
I just don't understand. It's like something bad happens in the world, and all of a sudden everybody's pointing their fingers at the Illuminati. Doesn't the Illuminati have some sort of press report, press person that we could talk to and just get the official word on this?
Well, there's some people that don't even believe in the Illuminati. It's just
I'm not saying I don't believe in it. I'm just saying that there's no evidence whatsoever beyond circumstance and claims that they're involved in this stuff.
Okay, there's another thing, too.
It matters anyway. What?
Plus, you say conspiracy theory?
Uh-huh.
Okay. When a friend of mine's got proof of a conspiracy theory, he's got video on it and stuff.
What kind of conspiracy theory?
In his video, it's got the Gorgon or whatever you call him.
The Gorgon?
Yeah. David Gorgon.
David Gorgon. I thought you were talking about Medusa. I'm sorry.
Who is David Gorgon? Is he some political person?
Yeah, he used to be with Clinton and behind.
Okay.
Yeah. He brought up the
Bohemian Grove.
Bohemian Grove.
Right.
And he didn't talk down to it. He said he is a part of it, but he just don't want to talk about it.
Was he wearing a grass skirt?
No, but he had video on it. Have you seen that video?
Yeah, I've seen it. And it's a bunch of whack jobs doing some sort of ceremony.
I know. That's our government behind that. That's our government right there doing that.
So it's evidence that they're crazy, too. We already knew these people were crazy and dangerous.
Well, that's what I've been trying to tell you. But you're trying to say I'm wrong.
Fine. I don't know.
I think it sounds kind of silly, Jamie, but the fact is we're both on the same side and we both believe the same stuff.
Right.
Both of us, Jamie,
want less government, right? You want less government, don't you?
I want less government.
Okay, so what's the point of all this? Why don't we just work towards having less government instead of always talking about the Bohemian Grove and what's going on with the Illuminati and all this other stuff?
You know what's going to boil down to? You're saying we want less government. I'm saying right now I want less government. But guess what? We'll never get it.
Well, not if we don't kill yourself.
Shove their nose up our rear end.
Wait. Why won't we ever get it?
Because they want to shove their noses up our rear ends?
Well, why don't you just say stop it and refuse to allow them to do that to you?
Huh.
If we all just stopped following their orders, if we all just stopped respecting their so-called authority, they'd have none.
Okay, and talking about the Masons and stuff?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Well, it's got Masonic symbols on our dollar bills and stuff.
This is why it's never going to happen for
that's
you, Jamie told you
we
so.
We should use the Liberty dollar because they don't have any Masonic symbols.
Listen, that's why it's never going to happen for you, Jamie told you so, because you're too busy looking at all this research about these so-called conspiracy theories.
Well, when
you're busy looking at research when you could be out doing some sort of activist stuff and
activist
making a difference.
Stuff.
Yeah, like stuff that requires you to get off your couch.
Yeah, I'll get arrested for it if I did activist.
See, that's just it. You're scared, Jamie. It's okay to be scared. We appreciate the call, man. Thanks. 800-259-9231. It's okay. You're scared too, man.
I am scared.
But, I mean, at least
you
do
Jamie
something.
Me and Jamie, told you so, sitting on the couch watching wrestling.
Actually, he called in the other night, and we had him on hold for a little while, and he dropped off, and he told our phone screen he had to go because he had to watch wrestling.
Wrestling TV.
Yeah. Look, it's fine if you want to watch. It's fine if you want to stay home and watch wrestling, okay? Somebody's got to do it. It might as well be you, Jamie. But for the rest of us...
Have you ever had a chance to watch SmackDown?
For the rest of us that want to have liberty in our lifetimes, we're doing something about it. And doing something does not qualify... And sitting around doing research on the Masonic symbols on the dollar bills and the evil occultish rituals that are going on at the Bohemian Grove and doing research on all this stuff does nothing. It does nothing to advance freedom in our lifetime. Sorry.
What about Austin 316?
Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun to Sean in South California. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
We both agree that we need a smaller government.
No doubt.
Yes, we do.
And... The difference here is, I guess, in the technique, the way we go about getting that.
Okay.
And I would just say that, you know, blaming these things conspiracy theories, you know, that's fine, that's your opinion, and that's, you're right. And I would just say that unless we expose the truth and the Hegelian dialectic, I really don't see how we're going to get
freedom. That's a new word for me. You got to run over that again one more time. The Hegelian dialectic?
Yeah, Georg Wilhelm Hegel was a... I believe he's a German philosopher, and he wrote a book, a lot of books, actually, about how the Hegelian dialectic is used. You synthesis, you create a problem, anti-synthesis, you offer up, you know, you get people outraged, and mm-hmm. they demand a solution, and then you give them your prefab solution.
Okay, like the Patriot Act.
Exactly, precisely. So, and that was waiting in the wings prior to 9/11. Of course, you could say, well, they were just waiting for some opportunistically something to exploit.
Or you could say that they set up the opportunity.
Right.
It doesn't matter, does it?
Well, I think it does. Because
what matters is they passed the Patriot Act. That's concrete. That's a fact.
Right. No, that is a fact, yes. But to say that it doesn't matter if they carry out 9/11, I think is oversimplification. Because people don't understand what freedom is. You seem to assume that people just know what freedom is in this country, and that's obviously the problem. We don't.
No, I agree with that. People are clueless.
Right. So unless people understand how they're manipulated, there's no way we're going to get freedom.
But by telling them all this stuff about the government set up 9/11, et cetera, they're just going to turn you off as a crackpot, Sean.
Well, a lot of them will.
Yeah,
okay,
so
a lot of them will.
A lot of them will. But
man,
that's,
you would have done it. You would have done it 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah, I would have.
Okay.
But the point is that, you know, it only took 5% to win the Revolutionary War.
Uh-huh.
So the idea that we need a majority of people...
I always thought in school it was 30.
Well, that was at the end. I mean, that was at the end. But in the beginning, it only took about 5% to start it and develop it and organize it.
Well, so far, the Libertarian Party is struggling to get half a percent, and I don't think the conspiracy theorists could even get close to that.
That's by voting.
I understand. Hey, Steve,
hey,
if you got more, Sean, if you got more, hang on. We'll let you hang on. 800-259-9231. I know we give you the short end of that stick. More coming back. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Inside hour number one of the show. Plenty of time for you because we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. So get on the phones and join the fun. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to alert you about with the show, we will send you out an update. In fact, today I sent one out with a little bit of contact info for the good people over at Sirius and XM. We are looking to get on those services, and so if you want to help us out with that, go sign up for the updates, and you can read the most recent ones when you log in there and get the information, get the phone numbers, get the contacts, and make a phone call. Help us out a bit. So go to freetalklive.com. We've been talking to people so far this hour. It's like Night of the Conspiracy Theorists here on Free Talk Live, and it's something that keeps coming up on this show. There are apparently a lot of people that that care about these things. Mm-hmm. They care about the Illuminati, and they care about, you know, the black cloak things that go on behind the scenes, and they want to, as
politicians,
one of them,
that go bump in the night.
You know, as one of them put it a few weeks back, they want to shine the light on the roaches and reveal all this stuff to everybody.
Well, you know, there's a threshold at some point for every one of these people. You know, either your threshold is, well, you know, I think the Illuminati's involved, but I'm not sure that it, you know, dates all the way back to the Templar Knights. Or your threshold is, yes, I think that's all true, but I don't believe in contrails. Yes, it's all true, but I don't believe in Area 51.
Right.
Yes, it's all true, but I don't believe that politicians kidnap kids and use them as sexual play toys in Washington, D.C. Now, the fact is, we've gotten accusations like all of those things.
Yes.
I mean, maybe you don't believe in the Yeti. Maybe you don't believe in the Loch Ness Monster. Mm-hmm. But there's something out there that you don't believe in. Now, think about that thing you don't believe in. If somebody tries to assert that that thing that you don't believe in is true, you think they're a crackpot.
Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk again to Sean in South California. So, Sean, we all agree that less government is a good thing. It's just that we disagree on the methods in order to get people on the methods employed or employable that we could employ to get people on our side.
Precisely. I think that there's a limit to how much I can accept as just a coincidence. I understand that you lean towards coincidence theory.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, it's all very... I'm not even saying that you guys are wrong.
Well, no, I just wanted to make a point that, you know, Iraq was pre-planned. We found out about that. Afghanistan was pre-planned. The Patriot Act was pre-planned. And, you know...
Why did we go to Afghanistan? What was the benefit to our country to going into Afghanistan besides looking for Osama bin Laden?
Well, obviously, there is no benefit to the people, but there is a benefit to the elite, obviously. Otherwise, they wouldn't have done it.
What was the benefit?
Well, arms deals.
You can make allegations that they wanted to control the heroin production.
Well, yeah. I mean, it skyrocketed. If they control the country...
You can make all kinds of allegations, and some people believe
evidence.
It.
There's
some
evidence
to
back it up.
Great. Some people believe it, and some people won't. I just think it's much more reliable. And again, I'm not even saying, Sean, that I don't... that I don't believe in some of these things, because I've seen the videos too, and it's very persuasive. It really is. Some of the stuff is, there is some documentation for some.
Especially the demolition squibs blasting off down all the buildings, you know.
It's all very interesting.
So, I mean,
but
so I don't understand, let me just finish and I'll let you go. I don't understand how moving to New Hampshire is going to stop the government from carrying out attacks and enslaving people. I really don't.
Sean, if you're right, is absolutely true. And if you're right, we might as well go and shoot ourselves.
No, not nonsense.
Yes,
I mean,
absolutely. There's no fighting these people. They've been at this stuff for two centuries, man. They've been sacrificing babies for two centuries. There's nothing you can do.
I'm not making that argument.
So why not go to New Hampshire? I mean, if it's really going to continue on, if we go to New Hampshire, why not do it anyway? Give it a shot. I mean, it's better than sitting around here.
It's a nebulous endeavor. I mean, either we address this head-on and say we need freedom all over the country, we need to stop them.
We're addressing it head-on, man. You're on national radio. You're on worldwide radio right now.
But you just admitted it's not going to do any good if what I'm saying is true to move to New Hampshire.
No, I didn't say it wouldn't do any good. I said if what you're saying is true and it won't do any good, we might as well give it a shot anyway because it's the best damn plan there is. What's your plan? Call talk shows? Is that your plan to convert America? What are you going to do, Sean? You going to write a
book? Obviously, the Revolutionary War was preceded by a period of people writing letters, correspondence, committees of correspondence.
All right, man, you better get to the letters then, because letters to the editor are really going to...
It's an awakening that people need to have. At least
you need to get close to those people, though, Sean. You need to be geographically close to them.
Forget the rest of them, man. We just need to get close to the people that we already agree with. Sean, thanks for the call. We do appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Rick in Reno. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel. Hello.
If calling a talk show can induce one person out there to call their congressman or senator, I believe that I have done some good here.
I called my congressman or I actually sent three emails today to my congressmen and senators today about the Read the Bills Act because I want to see that that passed. Never got any response at all.
My beef is Karl Rove, and I wish it were my idea. It is not, but I heard today on Ed Schultz's program, a caller suggested, or a congressperson, I believe, he was interviewing. I think came up with the idea of yanking Rove's security clearance. That's a pretty damn genius idea in my book.
How are we going to do that? I mean, I don't.
You don't think he's a security risk?
I think they're all security risks.
They're all out of control.
I really think that I think we'd be better off if somebody marched all the politicians out of Washington, D.C. and shot them all in the head. But I'm not advocating violence.
You're not serious about that, right? No, okay.
I'm not advocating violence.
You're just
saying
we'd be better off.
We would be better off. So
much is true.
How are we going to go about, you, me, and Ian here, how are we going to go about doing that?
Yanking, rescinding Karl Rove's security clearance.
Okay, yeah. I deem it so.
Wave my magic wand. I'm going to wave my buffing wand here.
I just think we should just ignore them, Rick.
Well,
I think
calling the talk shows and urging people to call their congressmen and senators.
Man, I've talked to the senators. Actually, I've contacted them. They don't talk to me back. They just ignore us. In fact, they filter out the downsized D.C. Emails. Some of them do. Thanks for the call, Rick. We appreciate it. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. We're still inside hour number one here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and get involved in our AMP program. AMP is what it stands for, Amplify, Market, and Promote.
Advertise.
I'm all loopy tonight, man.
Advertise, market, and promote.
See? Mm-hmm. Advertise, market, and promote. I got good sleep last night. Advertise, market, and promote. The idea is simple. We are starving for cash. And
are we?
Yes, we are.
I don't think we are.
Well, no, we're doing all right. We got a little bit coming in, but we could use a little more. And the purpose of the AMP program is to help us promote the show, to help us get on more radio stations.
Things are fine financially. I mean, they've been fine.
Well, we're not hurting,
not stellar or anything like that. Right. But I don't think that this has ever been precedent. Is unprecedented in the sense that we're offering the listeners the opportunity to buy the radio time, the commercial.
To actually buy out our commercial.
Yes.
Inventory.
And it's, I don't think it's ever been done before.
No, I don't think it has either.
And we'll talk over the commercials, because that's what people are listening for us to talk.
Exactly.
And for them to be on the air.
So, if you want us to have less time in commercials and more time in the show, join the AMP program for $3 a month. And I want to make it. I don't want to make it sound like we're going to hold any of the website features hostage or anything like that. No, our archives are always going to be free. Everything on the website always going to be free. So we're not going to all of a sudden pull out a membership area or out of our magical hat and make it so everyone has to subscribe.
But if you want to be a member, this is how you do it.
Well, right, and it helps the show out, helps us get on more stations, helps the message of liberty and freedom get in front of more people. And we've been talking tonight about different ways to make a difference in the way the average American thinks about the government. Some people seem to think that the most effective way is to talk about the conspiracy theories and the Illuminati, and the guy that we just got off the phone with thinks that the way to make a change is to encourage people to call their congressman. I think that the congressman approach is a little more effective than the conspiracy theory approach, because I think some of them are listening. I think some of them do look at the emails. I don't think they all do. I don't think they all do. I mean, it's... I feel like it's a big waste of time when I'm emailing my congressperson, but I still do it. I feel like I'm just going through the motions, you know? Let's go.
It feels like something I have to do, and it doesn't matter at all.
Let's go to the phones. I really think the only option is the Free State Project. Let's go to the phones, though. Let's talk to Robert in Oregon. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hi there. God, I'm depressed.
How so?
Oh, Mr. Illuminati Andy Mason. I'd like to line up and slap some sense into him, but you know, like the crazy woman on the movie Airplane that everybody lined up to slap and
oh, great moment.
Yes. But, you know, I first joined the Libertarian Party in 1981.
Mm-hmm.
And
are you somewhat disillusioned at this point?
Oy. You know, and I see basically three distinct groups in the party. And the first group are the crackpot.
Okay.
The Illuminati. Fluoridation is a communist conspiracy.
There are crackpots in every party, by the way.
That's true. But since we're such a smaller pond,
yes,
yeah, you know, these fish, take on a bigger proportion.
And somebody that might be labeled a crackpot might be more likely to be in a an alternative party.
Yeah, and you know, at least in my experience in the two states I've lived in, a lot of those folks are kind of underemployed and have a lot of volunteer time. And
some of them sound like this.
And volunteer for everything.
Kermit the Frog is
yeah.
Hold him through.
Hang on, we're going to hold you through the news break.
Some of them do sound like this.
Seriously, we had one that sounded. He had his own radio show. Seriously.
Kermit the Frog here.
Robert, we're coming back. Well, I want to find out from Robert, because he said there's three kinds of people in the Libertarian Party. And we got through the kooks. What are the other two kinds? We're coming back with more. It's Free Talk
Live. Other types of kooks.
800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Take control.